Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, I'm going to read to you from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verses 1 to 12. And you may have read it before we're beginning here, but I want to read it for you. And I just ask you to really listen to this. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, the headland of Pisgah, which faces Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead, and as far as Dan, all of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah, as far as the western sea, the Negev, the circuit of the Jordan, with the lowlands of Jericho, city of palms, and as far as Zoar. The Lord then said to him, this is to Moses now, this is the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that I would give to their descendants. I have let you feast your eyes upon it, but you shall not cross over. So there in the land of Moab, Moses, the servant of the Lord, died as the Lord had said. And he was buried in the ravine opposite Beth Peor in the land of Moab. But to this day, no one knows the place of his burial. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were undimmed and his vigor unabated. For 30 days, the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab, till they had completed the period of grief and mourning for Moses. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom, since Moses had laid his hands upon him. And so the children of Israel gave him their obedience, thus carrying out the Lord's command to Moses. Since then, no prophet has arisen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. He had no equal in all the signs and wonders the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all his servants and against all his land, and for the might and the terrifying power that Moses exhibited in the sight of all Israel. Keep following the Lord, brothers and sisters. Keep being obedient to the Lord, asking forgiveness when you fail, because there is no leader like Jesus Christ. And all of us need leadership. We do. You say, no, I can take things, I can handle things on my own. You can't handle living your life in a way that you can receive heaven. There are too many temptations and many more than we've had in years right now. Many more temptations. But listen to this. God in Moses wanted to heal and revive his people. Brothers and sisters, let's certainly turn to the Lord and ask him, Lord, give me the strength I need for today. Give me the courage I need for today. Give me the wisdom that I need. Give me the love that I need. Give me the hope that I need. Just ask him for it, and then listen. Doesn't mean everything will be hunky-dory at the end of the day, but somehow you will begin to say a way of looking at that person and talking to that person if that person is in difficulty. Or if you're in difficulty, to whom do you turn? God wants to help you. Certainly turn to brothers and sisters that you think can help you, but first of all, turn to the Lord. First of all, say, Lord, please help me. Please show me somebody, as I've said to you before, somebody I can speak to. Please give me help. God won't fail you. Even if you wait for a week or 2 weeks, God will not fail you because he knows the perfect time to help you. And then we have here the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. Jesus said to his disciples, if your brother sins against you, Go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take two or three others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church, tell your pastor. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Think of that, that God is right with you. Pray about who you need to talk to when you're in difficulty. Ask the Lord for help. Turn to the person that you know. If nothing happens, turn to the person that you best know that can help you. Ask it in the name of Jesus, and God will help. It's amazing to me how many times I've asked God for help, and two or three days later, it seems, the answer comes, and I say, oh, that's what it was all about. That's what God is doing. Oh, okay. I want to do your will. I don't know why God does that. I suppose for me, it's just to slow me down and wait and listen. But God knows us. He knows every one of us, and he will help you. And if I think that I hear it from the Lord, I always ask someone I totally trust, somebody who would understand, do you think this is from the Lord or not? Always ask. Don't rely just on your own person. Ask God. He'll show you the way. He'll direct you. He is good. He is all goodness, and he loves you. Psalm 66 says, blessed be God who fills my soul with fire. That's what we want. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Can you imagine if the whole earth around us shouted praise and glory to the Lord? Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Come and see the works of the Lord, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. Bless our God, you peoples, loudly sound his praise. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. When I appeal to him in words, praise was on the tip of my tongue. I always praised him and thanked him. Then ask him for what you need. But take the time to worship him, even if only a few moments. Lord, I praise you. I bless you. I know you're there. Please help me. And then trust him. It might be a week later. It might be later today. Think about what God has done for you in the past. Just be grateful, brothers and sisters. Be grateful for his nearness to you. That's what we need. We need people who are grateful. In our midst, writes, only God could leave me and stay with me at the same time. His physical presence ascended into heaven, but he gives me his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. Every time that I receive this sacrament, whose power is beyond my comprehension, I receive more of God. Think of that. The pool of my soul becomes brighter and his divine reflection more radiant. That came from Mother Angelica, who died some years ago, from the programs that EWTN does. And that's what she said. The more, even though his power is beyond my comprehension, I receive more of God when I ask him. the pool of my soul becomes brighter and his divine reflection more radiant. He knew my faith would waver at times and I would need something tangible to speak to and gaze upon. So he gave me himself in a miraculous way in the Holy Eucharist as friend when I am in need, as companion when I am lonely, as strength when I am weak, as mercy when I fall, as a source of joy when I'm sad, as peace in the midst of turmoil, and as a power to help me press ahead with confidence for the struggle to come. He has given me his presence in Scripture to guide me along the path of life. Don't you think he will do these things for you if we wait upon him? Many of you know Mother Angelica. He loves you. He loved her, and she shared her thoughts with us. God wants you to know. If you feel like you're very sinful, simply go to confession and turn to the Lord then. Just with outstretched hands, turn to the Lord and tell him, Lord, I do love you. Lord, I need you. Lord, I want to put my trust in you. Will you help me, please? You'll be amazed, brothers and sisters, at the ways in which God can do that. One of the last things that Mother Angelica said was, I can be so absorbed in my own problems and difficulties that the beauty and peace around me are lost in a maze of imaginary clouds that keep me in a tiny, cramped world. I must look beyond what is visible and see the invisible reality. That's God. He's here. Only an infinite love could have the power to come down to my level, surround me with omnipotence, raise me up and hold me in the arms of his fatherly care. Lord and Father, your Son Jesus gives me tangible proof of your presence in my soul by giving himself to me in the Eucharist through the power of your Spirit's gifts. Let that presence bear fruit and give proof to my neighbor that Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. He's higher than our president. He's higher than every electoral office that we have in this world. He's higher. Every bishop, everybody, he's higher. He's greater. He loves you. And he hears every voice. Every voice. I don't know how he does it, but he hears every voice. And brothers and sisters, God prays for you before the Father, because he wants us safely home with him forever. And I pray that I will be there and that you will be there. We pray for it. We turn ourselves to God daily and say, Lord, help me live my life today that it may be pleasing to you. When you make a mistake, just stop for a moment and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I've said that to you before and I want to say it to you again, because God Almighty loves you in Jesus Christ forever. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.